We're doing the Ntivot Shalom and Parashat Miketz, the dreams of Paro. V'zeu gaminyan beit ha-chalomot, and this is also the concept of the two dreams. Ha-chalom ha-rishon she-sheva parot, me'umaz alinene tavot besarim. The first dream about the two cows refers to the desire for flesh. U'chemro b'riot basar v'ifotoa. Like the Pasuk describes them as healthy flesh, good looking. V'aparot ha-ra'ot, and the bad cows, misit ra'acha, from the other side, chafetzim la'til p'gamim b'nyanim elu. Their desire is to make blemishes in these things. V'al ken k'tiv kan, v'lo noda ki ba'o el kirbena. That's why over here, in this dream it says, you couldn't recognize that the fat cows had entered them. Because the rule when it comes to this, like our sages taught us, when it comes to desire for promiscuity, if you try to satiate it, you'll always be hungry. That's the rule. As much as a person tries to satiate his desire in this area, he'll be even hungrier. And that's what the Pasuk says. You couldn't tell that they had consumed the fat cows. And they were as bad looking as they were originally. As is known that when it comes to blemishing these issues, that's referred to in Tanakh as ra. When Er was misusing the cohabitation with his wife, so he is described as being ra. The word ra refers to this. In the second dream about the seven stooks, that's a reference to the desire for food. That's why over here it doesn't say you couldn't recognize that it was consumed. When it comes to desire for food, we don't have this rule that if you try to satiate it, you'll still be hungry. It also doesn't say that they were as bad looking as they had been initially. Because the word ra is not used as a reference to the desire for food. Furthermore on this topic, even when a Jew is working, is toiling, if a Jew falls in the issue of promiscuity, that could cause him to look like he hadn't ever accomplished anything in his life. Meaning everything he's worked to accomplish until now could be lost like that. That's what's alluded to when we describe the good cows. They come from the side of holiness. Even if he's accomplished so much, he's had victories. Nonetheless, if afterwards he blemishes by transgressing with promiscuity, won't be noticeable that he'd accomplished that much, and he's going to look as bad as he did originally. Because these things will affect the intellect, the knowledge as is known, and they affect his mind. And it blemishes him completely. And as much as he's accomplished, he loses. Look, I want to point something out. I don't know how to say it gently. I mean, he says, we have to remember that he's coming to teach us something. At the same time, we have to remember that it's not a lost cause. I mean, we have Yosef HaTzadik on one side who didn't fall. He's Yosef HaTzadik. But on the other side, we have David HaMelech who did fall. And Chazal tell us that the reason David fell was because Hashem wanted him to fall. Hashem wanted to have someone who teaches us that You can make it back up. Sheva yipol tzadik v'cham.
Right, because then it's
over, right?
I already lost everything. I'm just going headlong.
So that's what I'm saying. On the one hand, he's making his point that this is a big issue and it could destroy a lot that a person's accomplished. But on the other hand, we have to remember that David HaMelech overcame it and people do overcome it. So it's not something that destroys a person. His point is that don't think it's something small. We live in a world where, there was once an article, a woman had committed adultery in some country in Africa and they wanted to stone her to death. So a woman said, can it be that in our century, for such a simple act, a woman will be killed? And I was thinking, reading it, I guess if you're secular, you look at it and you say it's a simple act. But even in the secular world, everyone knows it's not a simple act. Something inside of us says, no, there's more to it than that. Meaning, people try to degrade it by using the words that describe it frequently. And then it's as though, oh, it's just this, it's just that. It's not just. Everyone knows it's not just.
Right.
So his... but he's telling us that it affects everything. It affects a person's whole being. Now, this shows us the potential for holiness also. It affects a person's whole being. When he does it right, it's going to build his whole being. But when he does it wrong, so it's not a little thing. The Torah says that a mamzer comes from it. It's a yisur karet. It's heavy, heavy duty. It's as heavy as it gets. Not only Eshetish, also Nida. But when it comes to the desire for food, if a person eats things that are wrong, it doesn't completely envelop his intellect, his thought. And it's not as weighty as the other tava. That's why it doesn't say that causes that you can't tell that anything good was ingested. So these two concepts are really contingent on one another. In each concept alone, when a person makes himself holy, so then he can control all the forces of the other side by making himself holy in that area. So to each one, they're connected, because each one on its own, by controlling it, by having control, one has real control over the sitracha. So to the other way. When a person just goes after his desire in any issue, so then he is just like defiled. Because once a person is focused on fulfilling his desire, so then it's just a question of, well, what do I want next? So it's going to pull him from one desire to the next desire. So that's why he's saying, when you start conquering a yetzer, when a person starts conquering the yetzer of achila, says, okay, now I'm going to eat what I need to eat. I know it's bad for me to eat carbohydrates, or I know it's bad for me to eat cholesterol, or I know it's bad for me to have 10 coffees a day, or to eat so much sugar. Or
it's a social thing also, like you already had lunch, and like, you know, you're afraid to buy your lunch. You know, like, no, eat something, go sit. You go to someone's house. You know,
that's different. There, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Meaning Chazal say, that part of being a friend is that you connect by eating with a person. There is an aspect where that's a correct cheshbon.
Yeah.
It's a way of making friendship. Here we're talking about going after the tavot, not for a good reason.
Just for like,
blood. Yeah. Yosef was tzaddik, the foundation of the world. He paved the way for the Jewish people, so that they could come down to Mitzrayim, which is really the most disgraceful part of the land. Disgraceful spiritually. If not for Yosef's coming first and conquering the Yetzer in Mitzrayim, they would have drowned, God forbid, in its defilement. And Yosef purified the air in Egypt, so to speak, al yedei shekidesh bet inyanim elu, by sanctifying these two concepts, inyan achila, the concept of food, al yedei shekol ha'ochel b'mitzrayim avar tachat yedei Yosef, being that all the food in Mitzrayim really went under Yosef's hands, so he sanctified the food. And that which he commanded the Egyptians, you want my food, you all have to circumcise. He purified a little bit the strength of their defilement. So now the Jews could go down there. It's known that a circumcised person has less pleasure when he's with his wife, and obviously he'll also have less desire, so he'll have more control. And furthermore, we could add, based on what the work Pri Haaretz says, Binyana Mitavin, in Parshas Baalochscha, the Torah describes people who had desire, and they came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Pasuk says, Dichtiva Itavuta Ava, they desire desire. So the Pri Haaretz says over there, what does it mean they desire desire? It says over there, they desire desire, and they said, oh, we remember the food in Egypt, we remember all the good things. So why does the Pasuk use a double terminology? They desired a desire. So the Pri Haaretz says, Shenitavu Litavot. They had desire to have desire. Why? Ki yot shachlut aman, being that they were eating the man, Shuma chaluchani, which is spiritual food, lo ayelem tavot. They didn't have desire. Well, in a situation where they were like, oh, I'd love to have that pizza, I'd love to have that steak. No, this is spiritual food. What you need, you get. What you don't need, you don't eat. It's not something you're desiring. So vayitavu, what were they desiring? Tava, to have desire. They wanted that desire. Ki ha'achila shelo b'kedusha, because eating that is not holy, that's what causes the blood to bubble, ul'tavot, that's what really causes a person to have desires. V'zeh haya inyan lachnis et kol ha'ochel tacht yidei Yosef Tzadik Yesod Olam. This was the concept that all the food came under the hands of Yosef, who had Tzadik Yesod Olam. De'machar she'yisod v'shorish kol ha'pgamim matchil b'tavat achila, being that the foundation, the root of all blemishes, begins with a desire for food. Tzarich lekadesh reshit et inyanei achila. The first thing a person should sanctify is what he eats. The concept of food. V'ze asher haTorah melamedet b'parsha zo. And that's what the Torah is teaching us here. Shazel umat ze asa Elokim. That God made the world with things corresponding. The power, the strength of holiness corresponds to the strength of tumah. There's always a balance in the world. Uchaneget prinat sheva porot tovot mitzad hakdusha, corresponding to the seven good cows from the side of holiness. Shefshal la'agiyad darkam la'Hashem itbarach, that through them, we said, those are the seven traits, those are the seven midot through which one can attain Hashem. Miyad yesh et sheva parot acherot rot mitzad hasitra achar. Right away you see the other seven cows, the bad cows, from the other side. Ve'ikar ma'avak hu bebet inanim elu. And the main struggle in this world is in these two concepts. Shekasher yudim mekadesh tatzmo bebet inanim elu, for when a Jew makes himself holy in these two concepts, shora kedusha bechol inyanav, then holiness settles in everything that he does. The food, we said, is the source of it all. And then the epitome of it all is the tashmish, which is the thing that can encompass everything. That we said, if one does it holy, in a holy way, so that's holiness. And then the other way, so that's something which can permeate everything that one does. So what do we see today? We saw that the two dreams correspond to the two yitzarim. The cows correspond to the desire for flesh. And that's the concept of masbior ha'ev. As much as one tries to fill himself with promiscuity, he's going to find himself wanting more. That's why when it comes to the cows, the Torah says you couldn't recognize that they'd consumed anything. And the second dream corresponds to the tava of food, because food is not something that's as bad as the tava for promiscuity. Food is something which, if it's done correctly, can affect everything else. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik had to have all the food come under him. And Yosef HaTzadik paved the way for the Jews to come down in Mitzrayim by conquering these two Yetzarim, the Yetzar for food, he controlled the food, and the Yetzar for promiscuity, he made them circumcised, and he purified the air, so to speak, so the Jews could come down. And the Torah teaches us that Hashem made the world that there are two opposing forces, and wherever there's potential for good, there's potential for the other side as well. And the main two areas where one is going to have his struggle is the desire for food and the desire for promiscuity.